Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, everyone. This is Sabra Robinson. Welcome to the Black Women, Widows, and Power Blog Talk Radio, and this is our fifth show. Thanks to those that have called in and those that may be listening to the replay. Thank you so much. It's 9 o'clock here Eastern, and if you're listening from the West Coast, it's 6 a.m., and I thank you for listening as well. We are an organization and network focused on empowering widowed women of color, as well as providing avenues of bringing together all widowed women via various outreaches. So today we have Rochelle Hamm, my dear friend. Rochelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Rochelle is a widow of the late Frank Hamm, who perished on the El Faro cargo vessel in October of 2015. And again, my sincerest condolences. She's here to discuss the Hamm Alert. So we'll go ahead and get started. Rochelle, and this is a 30-minute episode. So if we can just go ahead and you can just tell the listeners, you know, what is the Hamm Alert? And that's what you're here to talk to us about later. Earlier last year you were talking about, you talked to the listeners about the purpose of your pain. And so this time I wanted to give you an avenue to specifically discuss what you've been doing, which is a very worthy cause. And if you could just tell the listeners what the Hamm Alert is.
Hamm Alert is going to save lives on the sea. During the course of the journey of which my husband was lost, I'm finding it where I'm almost following his footsteps and becoming a seaman as well. And I found a whole lot of errors that were overlooked or not considered. So my list of concerns and safety awareness may be different from what the Coast Guard and NTSB has, but what I'm fighting for is for the shipping industry to do the same thing that the airlines do. If there is a blizzard or a snowstorm or anything of that nature up north or anywhere, no airplanes move at all. They stay in place, and you see people spending the night at the airport. I want the same thing to happen in the shipping industry. If there is a storm, I don't want any ships moving or going anywhere until the storm passes.
Absolutely. Can you just speak up just a little bit so your listeners can hear you? Just a little bit.
Yes. My Hamm Alert is to save lives on the sea, and I'm fighting to get the laws changed, just like the airlines do, where the airlines don't move in snowstorms or snow blizzards. I want the same thing to happen in the shipping industry. There is a water line on all of the ships, but that has been overlooked. My husband worked on a cargo ship, and as they're stacking the cargo, the ship is at that point sinking, and it's over the water line. But what I want is a Hamm Alert alarm on these ships that will sound off when the ship is overweight. That way, in order for the alarm to stop ringing, some of the cargo will have to come off of the ship. And the Coast Guard, everybody is to blame. The Coast Guard, NTSB, everybody is to blame. Inspections being done, they're signing off on paperwork, nothing is being done. Everybody is getting paid to do a job that hasn't been done. And I'm really considering taking the course to inspect ships, which they don't want me to do, because I will have those ships lined up like a can of sardines.
And I'm sure they know your name by now, because your name is all over the internet. When you Google your name and the Hamm Alert, you pop up.
Oh,
you've come a long way, Rochelle.
They tremble. They tremble when they see me come and say it.
But, and I just want to put out there for the audience that everyone is unmuted. So if you want to, if you can just personally mute your phone, and if you would like to, ask a question when the time comes, just unmute your phone. But everyone's able to talk right now. But I just wanted to put it out there. So if there's any noise in the background, the listeners won't be able to hear it. So if you can just personally mute your phone until it's time to speak, that would be great. Thank you, Rochelle. The
You're
handler.
Welcome.
So how long, when did you begin this effort?
The tragedy happened October 2015. Hamler was birthed January 2016.
All right.
And
all
at that time, I didn't know that it was going to grow to where it is today.
You have
everywhere.
Done a lot. Yes, you have. And that was my next question, girl. Where is Hamler? And you have
Hamler right
places
now.
That you visited. Tell us the places you visited. Where is it?
I have been in D.C. on several occasions with the NTSB, also with the Senate of Commerce. And I'm talking about they know me when I'm there. But when this first happened, I mailed letters out, Steve Harvey, Oprah, and all these people, and I did not get any responses at all. So God said, just go. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just going. When I was at last month, I went. I just got in the car and said, Mom, let's go to New York. My mission was to reach a contact person at Spike Lee's office. I wasn't expecting to see Spike at all because my goal is if I can get to him and see if he can do documentary on Al Farrow just like he did with Hurricane Katrina. I didn't call. I didn't make an appointment. I just got in the car, drove 3.5 hours to Brooklyn, New York, and God allowed Spike to be at his home, and he just came walking. I gave him a Hamler card in his hand. I told him exactly what happened, and he said, I promise you, I will check it out, and I will help. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
That is
right
awesome.
Now, I'm in
that
Atlanta.
Is so awesome. Yes,
I
know.
I'm in Atlanta.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate your time because I know you said you were traveling, so we were able to work this out, and I appreciate you giving me, some airtime and the audience some airtime to get the Ham Alert out there. You know, when I heard about it, I know when we talked last year, we were like, oh, wow, we should have mentioned the Ham Alert, but I was like, that requires a whole new radio show. last year I just wanted people to see how you're coping and to give them hope and encourage them so that you could share your story and encourage other widows. But here it is a whole new ball game. You're working on an initiative that impacts lives around the world, actually.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I am so, I so admire you for this. People need to hear this, and they need
to
hear the story and how you, what you've done so far, and you're right now in Atlanta. I'm hoping and praying that you get to meet who you're supposed to meet. And it's so awesome
again.
That you've met Spike Lee. I saw
yes,
that
Lord.
Picture. Girl, you are on the road, and God is really blessing you. He is really blessing you.
He has opened up so many doors, Sabra. My goal here, I just picked a date. My friend and my sister, I said, let's go to Atlanta. I'm Tyler Perry Studios bound. He doesn't know I'm here. I didn't make an appointment or anything. Monday morning, I will be at Tyler Perry Studios. I just need a contact. Tyler don't even have to be there. I need for someone in that studio to know about Ham Alert. We have people that have passed away, and I want people to get the right idea, right picture. People were not going on a cruise. They were not on a vacation. They went to work and never returned home from work.
Absolutely, yes. And it was a lot of lives that were lost, and I remember it specifically on, when it happened. And, when I look on my Facebook page and my messengers and his inbox, his private inbox to me, wishing me a happy birthday, August 31st of 2015. You know, I'm like, wow, who would know? Who would have known this? You know,
right.
Anyone, you know, our lives could be, we talked about that yesterday on our radio show, our lives could be taken from us at any point, you know, and
exactly.
you are keeping his memory alive, and this is really affecting the entire world. It really
Thank
is,
you.
And you are a woman of hustle. You know that, right? You have been
Thank
hustling,
you.
Trying to get it out there, and I've been watching you, and I'm like, okay, this is the right time now for her to talk about it, because at this point, it's so much happening in the world today. You know,
right.
Now is the time people need to know. The world is changing, and people need to know what is happening as far as live, you know, as far
right.
as women losing, you know, their husbands specifically, because, you know, they're considered the breadwinner. And I wanted a special show on this as well, and to talk about, you know, grief and how you're handling that. I know you talked about that last, you know, when we first spoke. So I just want to know, how are you handling, you know, his death right now? Are you still, what is your grief level? What would you say your grief
honestly,
level is right now?
Not
on
my
a
grief
scale
level,
from 1 to 5.
It's just. It's my grief level is still fresh, Sabra. I mean, it's just like I just got the phone call, because the part that we have difficulties with is we don't have a place where we can lay flowers. We don't have remains.
Yes.
And this
yes.
is going to be something that's going to continue the rest of my life. I mean, this tragedy has become my lifestyle. This tragedy has become my lifestyle, and I grieve every day. But what helps me with my grieving process helps me to bless others. No matter what's going on, if anyone hear anything about a ship or anything, trust and believe my email, my cell phone, and my text messages is going to go off. Right now, Hamlet, what are we going to do? This is what's going on.
Yes.
You know,
that
so
is
I'm mixing with hurt, I'm mixing with grief, I'm mixing with, you know, pushing way through this. I have all of that, those things going on, because I still have to be focused. I have to listen and know exactly what's going on. And this is a year and 6 months already, Sabra.
Yes. Yes. I know. And He is sorely missed, Rochelle. He really is. Talk to us a little bit about who Frank Cam was. I know with me personally, he was my classmate, and he just made me laugh. He made me laugh. We were, you know, there was one particular class that was science, and we had a bunch of, you know, guys in there who would just keep the class going, you know. Nobody
right.
wanted to be in there, and he was one of them. And it was, you know, he was just so funny, and he still was, you know, even on Facebook, you know, you could tell that he was a family man, because he would post so many pictures. He would kind of throw in a little joke on one of his, you know, on some of his posts, and he was just
right.
frank, and everyone respected him. Everyone loved him, loved his spirit. And so, you know, I just want to, if you could just tell the audience, who was Frank to you?
Frank was my best friend. He was funny. It's just like he was the all-around family man, beautiful husband, beautiful father, beautiful grandfather. He was just family-bound. Even though he traveled the world, he was just into his family. And he was He loved his music. God knows, I have so many CDs and cassette tapes, Sabra, bags of cassettes in the house when he did music and things of that nature. But he was just an all-around fun guy. Everyone loved him. And the blessing is, when the transcripts came out, remember that the Coast Guard and NTSB heard these things, and they came to me and said, Mrs. Ham, your husband was phenomenal, and they didn't even know Frank. But when they read those transcripts, it was like they knew Frank, because Frank was cracking jokes and everything in the transcripts.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, he just loved to have a good time. He was just a fun person, really enjoyed life.
And you know, there's some quotes I want to go ahead and just share with the listeners, if you don't mind. And it was part of the Facebook post when I posted this, which is a portion of the transcript. And do you mind if I share it?
I don't.
Of what he said. It said, Rochelle Ham's eyes fill with tears when she reads her terrified husband's last words, uttered as the cargo freighter El Faro went down in a hurricane, taking the lives of Frank Ham and 32 others. My feet are slipping. I'm going down, he cries after the crew is ordered to abandon ship. I'm a goner, he shouts. A few lines later, the transcript ends, along with the lives of Ham and the captain who desperately sought to save him. It's a difficult read, Rochelle Ham acknowledges, but it helps me to continue to build my list. That is that right there. When I read it, it just hit home. You know, it hit a core in me that someone you know, not even if you don't know him, someone that was there in the moment, that was his last words. It was his last words. And, you know, Rochelle, I can't tell you enough. I am so sorry. And you know that. I don't want to cry on this show, but, you know my heart. And I continue to pray for you and your family. And I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate especially the book that you sent me, Fervent. A Woman's Battle Plan for Serious, Specific, and Strategic Prayer. I'm still on it. It's like I can't get past it because it's so good. And
amen.
For you, yes, for you to have gone what you've gone through and to share this book with me, I admire that. I really do, and thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, you're a terrific, terrific mom, a terrific grandmom, terrific friend, daughter. How has this journey been for your family, your kids, for Frank's family?
Very difficult. When tragedy happened, my daughter, she was senior in school, and she made prom queen. She made vice president of her class, graduated with honors, and her grades started dropping. And remember what her dad told her, keep your grades up. Keep it going, and she did. And House Sabre has not been the same since this has happened. You know, I may have a good day, the kids may have a bad day. The house is just completely different without Frank in that house. But I have everything set up just like Frank is in that house. His clothes are still there, his shoes, his room is still there, all of these things. And it's just like life has just been snatched from us. You know what I mean? I mean, just like that, just like that, you know, so swiftly, so quickly. And these transcripts are the most painful thing that I ever had to read. And out of 33 people, things are happening to me, Sabre. Things are happening to me. You know, we were able to get last year, a couple found Frank's work helmet that washed up on the beach. That was an hour and a half away. Out of 33 families, us. Frank was in those transcripts. Frank was steering the ship. He did whatever he needed to do to keep that ship going, you know, and the captain didn't leave him. The captain was right there with him. He was crying out for him, don't leave me, give me a line, you know, I'm slipping, and all these things. But to me, him and the rest of those crew members are a hit, and he did not lose focus at all. He kept doing what he was doing, you know, and so I remind myself, the kids, of who Frank really was. To us, he's a hero.
Yes, he is.
You know, to us, he's a hero. It don't make us feel any better, but it kind of eases the pain just a little bit, because no matter what was going on, he didn't lose track. as what's going on. I have to stay focused. I can't lose track. You know, Frank was the one that told the captain, we need to turn around. They say, Ham Alert needs to become a bill. And somebody going to hear me.
Yes. And they're hearing you loud and clear. You know, you're definitely being picked up in the news media, online, and even interviews, television. So they're hearing you, and I'm sure they're going to hear you for years to come. This Ham Alert is going to reach, I'm going to say, you know, millions. You know,
just
the knowledge of it, you know, just the awareness of it. It's going to reach several people. I'm claiming millions of people because, like you said, you're being chosen for a reason. You know, things are happening to you. So to me, that's a blessing. That's confirmation that you're the one that needs to do this. Right now, you know, you've met with Spike Lee. He's already given you his blessing for it. You're in Tyler Perry. You'll be at Tyler Perry Studios Monday. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome. So you just keep your hustle. You just keep your focus. You know, and keep praying.
Thank you so much.
Things will happen. And you know, if there's anyone out there, any listeners, if you have any questions or anything, feel free to ask right now. I think that this avenue right here, Rochelle, is an avenue that is needed because so many people, you know, since this radio show will be available, who knows who will listen to it? You hear?
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
Who knows who will listen to it and who knows who will be the one to further your cause. So I'm just hoping and praying that just by this online, you know, radio show that someone will pick it up. This will be able to be a plateau, not only this avenue, but other avenues. You know, this is just a piece of it. And I just want to help you as much as I can.
Thank you
and
so
getting,
much. You've just been a blessing.
Yes, and getting this initiative heard. So I know you've been to several meetings in D.C. Tell us about that, if you can.
Those were awesome, Faber. I'm telling you, this last trip that I did last month, I had a meeting with the NTSB, and then I went and had a meeting with the Senate Commerce Office. What I did not know was that lady, I'm telling you, Faber, I was like bawling when I was in her office. She told me that the information that the Coast Guard and the NTSB, once they get done with their reports of findings and things that need to be implemented, those records are going to go to her office. And her office is going to be the one to determine what's going to be on the Ham Alert, where's Ham Alert going to go and stuff like that. I even took letters, you know, I asked certain people for letters to support the Ham Alert cause, and she said to me, Mrs. Ham, you have done commendable work, immaculate. She said, I applaud you. I want you to know you can now rest and let us work. And I'm talking about, I was just bawling, Sabra. I've never had anybody tell me that. She said, you have put in hard work. Your work will not go in vain.
Oh, that's confirmation right there.
So
that
good.
Is awesome. Yes, especially coming from an office, a D.C. office, you know.
Right.
That's encouraging. That is encouraging. Rochelle, you are a mighty woman. You're a mighty woman of God. You're my shero. Frank is the hero. You're the shero. The hero in the shero, you know?
I tell you, baby.
Yes.
It gets so hard because I just have so many people leaning and dependent on me, and sometimes it just wears me down. you know, I'm growing stronger in ministry, and I need ministry to help me walk this journey because it's so difficult. It's so hard, you know, and I think that, you know, the devil's plan has been defeated because I could have been at home with my pillow on my head and all of these things, but I'm still staying focused. I'm able to tell people about Jesus right now, Sabra, in the midst of me hurting and in pain, you know. And so I thank God for his strength, you know, and I thank God for his vision. And the picture is broadening and broadening and broadening, Sabra. I'm serious. It's just broadening and broadening. And, you know, I want to make sure your grandkids, who knows, your grandkids might want to become healing. Anyone else, I make sure that everybody on that water is safe.
Yes.
My two children wanted to be semen. I said, not going to happen. Not an option. Not an option.
That's it. And so you don't, you do not want them to go that route. And that's understandable. That's understandable. Especially since, you know, there's nothing in place to keep them
safe. And right now is nothing, even temporarily, and we're a couple months away from hurricane season, Sabre, this can happen again.
Yes, it can.
And the biggest thing that really gets me is the crew look predominantly like you and I. And no one is making no noise. No one.
I hear you, Rochelle.
I watched the mayor and I watched the governor right there in Jacksonville do nothing. They had a shooting, I think it was a couple months ago, last year, down there in Orlando at a club. The mayor and the governor of Jacksonville was right down there, Sabre, Johnny on the spot. I got an issue with that.
That's unfortunate, and I'm sure you do have an issue with that. I'm sure, and you so should be, you know, you should have an issue. That just speaks volumes, and what you're doing speaks volumes. So I'm praying right now that, you know, this will come to pass. You know, you've done a marvelous job in your hustle, in your, you know, your quest for justice.
Right.
And, Rochelle, keep us, please keep us up to date. Please keep us informed. Thank you for also being a member of the Black Women Widows Empowered Facebook group.
This has blessed me.
You have been,
been a blessing
so
to
much.
Me.
Yes, awesome. And you know, I hope to hear more of you. I'm gonna do some check-ins during the year, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Just to let us know where you're at, what's going on. We've got to keep this rolling. We've got to keep this, you know, in front of people. And if I can help do that, I will.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, thank you so much for listening. Please remember, grief never ends. It never changes. It's a passage. It's not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness nor a lack of faith. It is the price of love. And until next time, everyone, you stay encouraged and be blessed. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.